And welcome back to WSHIT's Focus on Our Silver Seniors. Each week we bring you a presentation from the Crabapple Retirement Home. Today, we're very proud to present local celebrity and Crabapple Idol winner from 2008, Jilly Dozer. Jilly, of course, has the voice of an angel. Let's go live now and hear Jilly sing for our silver seniors.
And time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much. Are you still mine? I need your love. I need your love.
Smooth as turkey pudding. Gives me a chill right in my giblets. We'll be back after this commercial break.
On this episode of the commercial break.
Hey, if 33P
had
hit it big, you might be another Anthony Kiedis.
You know, sometimes when I was in 33P, I would look at Anthony Kiedis and I go, if he can do it, clearly we can too. But never happened for us that quite way. And almost. We almost had the same trajectory. If we just could have gotten to the third show, it would have all changed for us.
We get a lot of customers like Peter who are regular.
We get a lot of customers like Peter who are regulars. And I don't mean regular at the restaurant. I mean they poop on a frequent basis. And that's why we got to clean the bathrooms often. Here at Hardee's.
I'll have the huge.
Yeah. I'll have the huge. I'm going to go into crapper for a few minutes if you don't mind. Here's your newspaper, Mr. Smith. Here at Hardee's, the crapper gets a workout. Our crapper gets a workout. When someone asks for a cup of coffee in an ashtray, you know it's time for them to go. It's right. Time for a bathroom check. Make sure the toilet's loaded. Make sure the toilet paper is there for Mrs. Johnson. And if he likes the USA Today, lay it on the top of the toilet seat. We want to see thinking ahead about our customers' needs.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Chrissy Hoadley.
Happy New Year.
Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Thank you for joining us on another episode of TCB TV Minus, the commercial break for short. TCB, don't be afraid. Call us whatever you like. Just don't call us collect. 470-584-8449 is where you can leave us a text message or a voicemail. And I am imploring you to leave us a voicemail. Tell us how you feel about the commercial break. Don't be shy. Tell us your real feelings. Like Judy from Alaska, who said, hey, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Best to fucking you. And I said, you know what, Judy? Gonna play it on air. And I'll play you on air if you leave me a message. 470-584-8449. Standard text messaging rates do apply to those of you outside of the country. And we're back for another episode. Etta James continues to sit behind us.
Yes.
In the TCB TV Minus studios. Good morning, Etta. Good afternoon, whatever it is. And wherever you happen to be listening out there in the podcast universe.
Yes, so I was listening to another podcast, and they were asking, they were kind of having a debate on if more people listen to them in the car or while working out.
Oh, that's a great question. Yeah, I'm really interested to know whether or not people
Because I
are,
do exactly both of those.
I do it while
I'm cooking.
While I'm running, while I'm walking, while I'm working out, which happens very infrequently now that I have children. I listen a lot in the shower to podcasts.
Oh, okay,
And I don't get a lot of opportunity to listen to new podcasts. Oftentimes it's like 15, 20 minutes of a new podcast. And I'll know whether or not I'm kind of interested in the material.
Yeah.
I like Basement Yard. I think that's a good one. I like those boys. I think they're really funny. I like Conan. Mm-hmm. I think Conan's really funny. Worst Foot Forward is a good show. And there's a couple of our friends that I listen to.
Yeah.
But they're not going to get a free plug here on this show. Jeff Dwoskin, please, Mr. Dwoskin. Live from Detroit, it's Jeff Dwoskin. I like that show. Did you know that in 1991, the following albums were all released within 44 days of each other? Are you ready?
Mm.
Take a guess. Take a guess at one of them. 1991 is the year.
Whitney Houston something?
Whitney Houston? The fuck are you... Whitney
Houston.
I don't know.
Trying to go back to 91. I can't remember.
Think about 91. Think about what's happening in 1991. It's like that old. It's like a cultural revolution is going on. Our cultural revolution.
You
our
too?
Age. You too. Achtung baby, this shit. Achtung shit. That's what that was. Achtung baby. I was listening to a lot of U2 recently. And I found that even in his old, I found a live recording of them at the BBC studios, and they were singing With or Without You, you know, with or without you,
yes.
With or without you. Okay. So it's in a higher register, and Bono is an older man. He's like in his 60s now, right? Mm-hmm. And ever since probably Rattle and Hum, maybe a little bit of Achtung Baby, like, their shit is shit. I mean, I just don't care for their music after those particular albums, right?
Mm-hmm. Pride. Like the early stuff.
Yeah. Rattle and Hum, Joshua Tree. Those albums are incredible.
They are.
And just Rattle and Hum and Joshua Tree, just those two albums could carry artists for life. They should have just stopped right there, right? It's a lot like REM. But anyway, I digress. Very rarely do I find a live version of a song that I really, really love by an older, like, they sang it when they were young, but now they're older, and it's a better version when they're older.
Ooh.
Except for With or Without You from the BBC studio.
Was it recent? It was a recent recording?
2019, I think. So
yeah,
before the right before the pandemic.
Yeah.
And the way that he sang the song was much more raw. And maybe I'll sing it and see if you can tell the difference. So when he sings the real song, he says, with or without you, with or without you, oh.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, that's the way it goes.
Uh-huh.
But in the BBC version, because his voice doesn't...
He did a different inflection.
He goes... With or without you, with or without you. He says, he goes, you, like this, but he's screaming it, right?
Yeah.
With or without you, right? And it's really, I liked it very much. I was
nice.
Like, oh, go Bono,
that.
Go dude. Oh, finding new ways to, you know, sing your old hits and your old classics. In my opinion, a better version even than the album version.
That's fun.
Which was unbelievable. So you know what, U2? Congratulations to you. Best to you, U2.
Best to you, U2.
Best to U2. That's all I've got to say about that. 1991, we're going back to the original question. 44 days in 1991. Cultural revolution is on the sweat.
Like Time Magazine. Michael Jackson?
Time Magazine is declaring that angst is the feeling of the youth.
Is it grunge? Grungy?
Kind of.
Okay.
Let me give you one album.
We're Pearl, coming out of the 80s.
Pearl Jam's 10.
It is Pearl Jam?
Well, no, there's five albums.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 albums that all released within 44 days of each other. All mega fucking hits.
Back to 91. Pearl, that's when it was released.
Pearl Jam 10 was released in this 44-day period.
That's right. It's a 20th anniversary, right? Or
20th 30th. Anniversary.
30th. Yeah. 30th Let me do my math.
Yeah, we're old. Nirvana's Nevermind, Soundgarden's Bad Motor Finger, Bad Motor Woozy.
I love Soundgarden.
Red Hot Chili Peppers' Blood Sex Magic.
I love all of
Metallica's
these.
Black Album.
Whoa.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And Guns N' Roses' Use Your Illusion 1 and 2, including the 15-minute epic song known as November Rain.
That is quite the 44 days.
In the cold November rain. Dun, dun, dun. When I see you crying, baby, don't you know I feel the same? Din, 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 din.
Rachel
we all remember
would be
it.
So proud.
Rachel would be so proud. That's for you, Rachel.
That's
November
for you,
Rain.
Rachel.
November Rain, arguably Guns N' Roses' last great album was Use Your Illusion 2, in my opinion, one or two. But if it's 2, we got to say that because Spaghetti Incident's a piece of shit. But anyway, all of those albums released in a 44-day period.
I can't
believe you imagine Metallica Black with great songs in that and Pearl Jam and Nirvana and Soundgarden and throw in Use Your Illusion for good measure?
Gosh.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Red Hot Chili Peppers, but I know a lot of people are. But
I like them a lot.
Yeah, I just can't deal with it. I can't deal with Anthony Kiedis.
I read Flea's autobiography.
I like Flea, but I can't deal with that Anthony Kiedis. And that's all, folks. I can't deal with all his shenanigans, all his running around.
Yeah.
It's just too much for me.
He's a lot.
Under the bridge somehow.
Hey, if 33P
had
hit it big, you might be another Anthony Kiedis.
You know, sometimes when I was in 33P, I would look at Anthony Kiedis and I go, if he can do it, clearly we can But never happened for us that quite
almost.
Way. And almost. We almost had the same trajectory.
We just could have gotten to the third show. And it would have all changed for us. But first, The Rec Room, which was a terrible show. Then I fell off stage, which didn't help anybody. And then we did have our third show at the retirement home.
Oh, sweet.
I told you, we played the house party.
You were
going
on tour at the retirement home?
Yeah. We played a house party where somebody's parents were out of town, but the house party started at like noon. So it was middle of the day.
Yes, I remember you talking about that.
We had figured out a bunch of like Rage Against the Machine cover songs to do, like Rage and some, you know, some Hum and some other like kind of hardcore bands type stuff, you know, to play so that the kids could go all rocking. But it was the middle of the fucking afternoon.
Yeah.
There were like 40 people there. They were all sitting, like they had, you know, made this big.
were sitting like in a listening room.
Yes. And like lazy boys on a couch. And they had cleared out a bunch of space for us in the living room. The drums were in front of the fireplace. And here I have my microphone, and I'm like, dying on the stage. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Meanwhile, these kids are like, huh?
Right.
Hey, could you do me a favor? I got a request. Unplug all your instruments and turn on the radio. Does anybody have a request? We don't normally take requests, but this is a special invite-only show. We're on break from our tour.
Oh, my God. Of the retirement home.
That's right. Our first album's about to drop. I don't know if you've heard it. It's called Tinas to Penis. It's called Attack of the Tinas. Dying on the stage. Oh my God, such bad music, Holly.
You tried.
33 Penis will forever be forever be the band that got away.
As music execs, you just didn't.
Could have had us Warner Brothers, but you just didn't see the. You just couldn't see through the bullshit.
Hey, you were ahead of your time.
Yeah. You could have. You just decided to listen to all the A&R reps and producers that had taste in music. But if you would have listened to your instinct that told you these P guys are going.
Three P squared. Yeah, or P to the third power. Yeah.
Double P is on its way. Double P, double 3P is on its way. TCBpodcast.com is where you go. You can read all the show notes, find out more about Chrissy I, listen to all the audio, watch all the video, and connect with us on Instagram and on YouTube. Here's the deal. We're doing a little bit of a scavenger hunt giveaway. There's going to be some clues left in the videos. It starts at episode number 85. Go to YouTube, subscribe, watch the videos all the way through. It's the only clue you're getting. You're not even going to know what you're winning until many weeks from now.
Yeah.
So it's going to be, we're doing like a 12-week little thing right here. So you want to be involved because you know how we like to give away. We don't give away small, we give away big. We figure if you're not going to pay us, we'll pay you.
It's a good plan.
It's a good trade-off. Yes. You know, we went for Patreon. You said, you know what? Nah. Nah. Not for me. Maybe if I would have put all the 33 Penis records up there, then let me ask a question.
Okay.
To the audience out there. If I was to put all my 33 Penis material, including live cuts up. God bless you.
Excuse me.
Whew. Chrissy's allergic to my penis. If I was to put all of that stuff up there, would you then pay us a couple dollars for Patreon? No. Actually, I don't want Patreon money anymore. Fuck it. Never mind. Okay, so 470-584-8449. I already told you the phone line. Please do drop us a voice message so that you can be included in a future episode. Tell us how you feel. Tell us when you listen. Tell us where you're from. Tell us whatever you want to. Try and make it under 15 or 20 seconds, and I'll throw you at the front of the show like I have been doing in a comedic way. And info at tcbpodcast.com where you can connect with us. Let us know what you want to hear. If you have any bright ideas for a show, we're always have our ears open. We've got great people like Roxanne and William and Tracy and Stacy and all these people who drop us lines and tell us we should cover this or that or the other thing.
I love it.
Yeah. And we've used some of their ideas. So we're not afraid. You're not going to get paid anything because we don't get paid anything. But you know what? If you just want to have fun and be included in the show, let us know through that email. Okay. Let's get to the shit.
Okay.
Cut enough of Brian's penis.
Yes.
Enough of Brian's, all 33 of his penises. Yes. I'm going to put on my gold chain.
Okay.
And we're going to get ready to go deep cut. We're going to go back to 1991.
Okay.
Who's dying outside my door? We're going to go deep cut 1991.
Okay.
We're going to go to Hardee's training video.
Oh,
all
okay.
Right?
Like Hardee's the restaurant.
Back to 1991.
The
yes.
Restaurant. Yeah.
Hardee's the restaurant, fast food restaurant we all know and love, and most of us have never eaten at.
Hardee's. Or at least in a long time.
I haven't eaten at a Hardee's, I don't think, ever. Maybe I have. Maybe
they
I've had a cheeseburger
breakfast.
There.
They had good, like, butter biscuits a long time
really?
Ago. I haven't had it in a long time.
Unbelievably, there's a Hardee's right up the street from me, but I've never, I mean, I don't eat a lot of fast food, but I've never been
okay.
to the Hardee's, at least not here. Not that I can remember that I've been to a Hardee's,
but
it's possible.
I remember going as a kid and they used to have these little gold, round gold ashtrays.
You yes.
could smoke
the aluminum
the,
ones.
Yes.
Yeah, that they instead they would just you throw could, away.
Yeah.
They had the same thing at McDonald's, but they were silver. So when I okay. started working at McDonald's, this a part of the reason why this is interesting to me is because in 1991, I was actually employed at a fast food restaurant that made me watch these videos called a McDonald's. Maybe you've heard of it, right?
Yeah.
And McDonald's back then, they took their training very seriously, the customer service very seriously. Like Chick-fil-A is now, McDonald's was back then.
Okay.
They wanted, at least this particular McDonald's I worked at, and they wanted That's everyone good. To be very pleasant to the customers. The customer was always right. You're always got a smile on your face, all that bullshit that was like beaten into our heads.
Yeah,
but we actually had the whole restaurant was smoking when I started working there in 1990. The whole restaurant was a smoke. You could just smoke wherever.
Yeah, it's so weird to think about.
Yeah, they had we would literally put ashtrays on every table.
Yeah.
Then in about a year later, they had a smoking section,
right.
but it was still more
the
than half the restaurant.
Smoking sections.
The old smoking.
Nothing
section.
Mingled.
No.
Complete fresh air.
Don't worry
on one
about that
side.
Second hand smoke.
Motors on the other.
I never got that either. I never understood why that was. But, you know, at least you had to be around the actual cigarette and the ashes and all that other
okay.
stuff. But unbelievably, even in the first couple of years of the smoking section was much bigger than the non-smoking section. It was like the non-smokers had to go to the small section and everybody
wow.
else was not necessarily bothered by cigarettes.
Give me pass that ketchup.
Yeah. Pass that ketchup and a Camel Light if you don't.
A lighter. I need a light.
I know. I always carry a lighter around. Chrissy and I'm a former smoker.
Me
I don't
too.
Know. Yeah, we're both former smokers, and yeah. a lot of our friends are former smokers. A couple of my friends still smoke, but former smokers, and it was a yeah. lifestyle. Like a lot of people growing up at that time,
yeah.
cigarette smoking was just.
It was cool.
If you walk into a gas station and ask for a fucking pack of cigarettes, no one carded you. It just never
yeah.
happened. No one gave a shit. They didn't give a shit about cigarettes. It was almost a joke. Like, really?
You have yeah.
And when I was growing up, it was 16 to buy a pack of cigarettes. 16 years
ah.
old, and then changed to 18 mm-hmm. A couple years later. Anyway, 1990. I'm taking you back. I'm 16. I'm okay. 15 years old.
Beep, beep, boop, boop, boop. Beep, back in the time machine.
Back in the TCB time machine. Cigarette? What's that?
They've always been smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, they've it's
yeah.
1991, Hardee's puts out this gem of a training video. I'd like to go through a couple of these just so we can have some fun and we can listen to what it was like back then to work in an actual fast food restaurant. Are you ready?
Yes.
Ready to go back in the TCB TV way back machine?
Yes,
here
I
it
am.
Is. Okay.
That's exciting.
This is a Hardee's front of the, what they call FOH video.
Front of house.
That's right. Look at you in the restaurant business.
I did work in the restaurant business, not fast food, but restaurant.
Let's take a listen to what was going on back then.
Okay.
Do-do-do-do. I love the music.
It's exciting.
Hey.
Having a big day today. Get your coffee for you here, and we'll see you that you get on your way.
It's a big day for you. That's how I can see.
I can tell you got a big meeting coming up.
It's a big day for you in front of the judge for the third time this week. Here's a free cup of coffee. Get the fuck out of my restaurant.
There we go. There you are, Peter. Thank you. We get a lot of customers like Peter who are regular.
We get a lot of customers like Peter who are regulars. And I don't mean regular at the restaurant. I mean they poop on a frequent basis. And that's why we got to clean the bathrooms often. Here at Hardee's,
I'll have the huge.
Yeah. I'll have the huge. I'm going to go into crapper for a few minutes if you don't mind. Here's your newspaper, Mr. Smith. Here at Hardee's, the crapper gets a workout. Oh, crapper gets a workout. When someone asks for a cup of coffee and an ashtray, you know it's time for them to go. It's
right.
time for a bathroom check. Make sure the toilet's loaded. Make sure the toilet paper is there for Mrs. Johnson. And if he likes the USA Today, lay it on the top of the toilet seat. We want to see thinking ahead about our customers' needs. Wow, that smells, Mr. Johnson. See you tomorrow. I got six kids in one bathroom. I can't shit anywhere else but Hardee's. Can I have a double buttermilk biscuit, a cup of coffee, a glass of milk?
And a light.
Yeah, and a light. Hand over that Wall Street Journal if you don't. I don't understand it, but I'll read it. I like the sports section.
But the restaurant business is very competitive. There are a lot of very good people in their industry who are working very hard to make sure their restaurant is the customer's choice. To become the public's favorite takes good food, cleanliness, and good service. Good service involves much more than just getting food from the back line to the customer.
If you know what I mean, Jimmy. Never be afraid to give a customer a hand job, Jimmy.
Customer's always right.
Customer's always right. Yeah,
whatever they need.
Please, Jimmy. Nothing you haven't done on a Saturday night with one of your floozies from high school.
It means serving the customer. It means seeing your restaurant as your customer does. Treating the customer.
Seeing your restaurant as your customer does. A piece of shit fast food restaurant.
Customer in a way that leaves him feeling good about himself, about you, and about Hardee's.
Thank you.
Hey, Mr. Johnson, your hairpiece is looking great today. Thanks, Billy.
You combed it.
Yeah. Is that a new rat on your head, Mr. Johnson? How's the divorce going? She deserved it. Making your customer feel good about himself. What are you talking about? What are you, a therapist? Hey, Mr. Johnson, how's the alcoholism? I'm drunk right now. You're going to fall off the wagon every once in a while.
Here's some orange juice for that vodka.
What do you say we get you a cup of coffee and freshen up on that whiskey? Don't mind if I do.
You, and come back to Hardee's.
Very nice suggestive selling, Jim.
Thank you.
Wow, this guy's got a voice, huh?
Uh-huh.
Very nice suggestive selling, Jim. He's got that vocal fry, but way at the lower tones. Mm. Very nice suggestive selling, Jim. What did he suggest him sell? The guy had a cup of coffee.
I know.
Would you like some cream with that?
Very nice. Yeah.
Upcharge 50 cents, Jim.
Hi, welcome.
Our service procedure on the front line and the drive-through service are designed to maximize our level of service.
Maximize.
But good service is more than just following the book. Our service procedures require your enthusiasm, your sincerity, your human touch to bring them to life. Oh. These procedures don't deal with handling hamburgers, buns, or condiments.
Because you're too stupid for that. That's why we put you here at the front of the house. This sounds all fine. This is McDonald's did the exact same thing. They had all these happy-go-lucky teenagers that were all, had a great time and happy, welcome, Mrs. Smith, and all this other shit. Meanwhile... We're still high from the Mexican weed and no-dos we took last night. And we're like, how can I help you? I'd like a quarter pound of no onions. You want two cheeseburgers, extra pickles? I said a quarter pound of no onions. I got that shake coming right up for you, Mr. Smith. I said quarter pound of no onions. All right, settle down. Jesus Christ, I got a hell of a hangover, Mr. Johnson. Hey, but your wig looks great. I noticed you cleaned out your nose hair, Mr. Johnson.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Deal with handling people.
Hey, settle down. Slow down there, Jimmy, before you go jumping to conclusions. It's exactly what it sounds like.
We've identified some of the service skills you'll want to keep in mind. The way you look to customers and the way you look at them means a lot. Maintain good eye contact.
Don't give them the side eye.
The stink eye.
Shithead.
Contact and smile.
Medium coke. Would you like a big cookie with that order?
Yes, please.
Fine.
Wow, good upsell, Jimmy.
The way you say something can mean as much as what you say.
What the fuck do you want?
Right.
Like any McDonald's I go to. What the fuck do you want?
If you can even hear them through the intercom.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
That's
exactly. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
What's your problem on my head? What can I help you?
Yeah, I'd like to get a cheeseburger.
I sure as shit you would. I'm not happy for it.
No, I mean, I got some more to order.
What else?
I guess I'll take some French fries.
What size do you want, large? That's fine. Okay, bye. Go to her.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
We did that on purpose. Welcome to McDonald's. We're here to piss you off. How can I help you?
It's exactly like that.
Welcome to McDonald's. Making your day better.
Is that a special setting?
Yes, it is. It's just loud. That's the setting.
Well, there it goes. Welcome to Dallas. I'm here to ruin your day. How can I help you?
Yeah, I think I'll take two cheeseburgers, a Coke.
You're already pissing me off, dude. We've already spit in that cheeseburger. What else can I get for you?
Happy Meal?
Well, Happy Meal.
Okay, I'll take a shake instead.
Oh, a shake.
Can I have an ice cream?
Ice cream machine is down.
Can I get some french fries?
They're cold.
Can I have a cheeseburger?
I need you to pull over to the other. I need you to pull over to spot number 5.
Oh, shit. When you pull over to spot number 5, you know it's going to be 10 minutes.
Yeah.
More like 20.
We'll bring it out to the car.
It's inevitable I'm going to have to walk in there anyway. I might as well just come in now.
Very true.
Yeah. Excuse me, sir. My hamburger?
What'd you have again?
2 cheeseburgers.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I forgot to put the order in. It'll be just a couple more minutes. Stay there. Stay there. Can't give you your money back. Can't even open the register. Not even the manager can give you your money back.
Did you know that's a thing in McDonald's? You can't even give money back?
Oh, really?
It was when I was there. You couldn't give money back. Right? Yeah. Refunds were only under the most egregious of circumstances.
Yeah, I'm sure it's probably still the same.
All they wanted to do was just give you more shitty food.
Yeah, let's just replace that.
Yeah.
What do you want?
What do you want?
Speak in a friendly, outgoing way. Know your job, be a good team player, and concentrate.
And shut your
mouth.
Your
customers will know whether you're on the ball. Move quickly.
$3?
If you convey a sense of enthusiasm and urgency about getting the order to your customer, the customer will feel important and will appreciate it.
And we know that's exactly what you were looking for this morning when you woke up.
And sell. You're a host, a server, and a salesman. Our cinnamon and raisin biscuits are homemade, so let your customers know we're proud of them.
So let your imagination fly.
They did have those cinnamon raisins.
I got bird poop and jizz biscuits. You want some?
Don't say that. That was a no-no.
Good try on the upsell, Jimmy, but not exactly what we were going for. Let's try it this way. Would you like one of our delicious, freshly baked cinnamon biscuits? Okay, let me give it a try. Try again. Would you like one of our gut-busting cinnamon biscuits?
Yeah.
Sure to put you on the toilet.
Right.
Well, Jimmy, great enthusiasm. Oh, sorry.
And be sure to tell your customers about any special promotions we may be running.
Special promotions?
Oh.
The customer's first impression of Hardee's is formed before he even comes in the door. The way the grounds around your restaurant look can affect a customer's appetite.
No, clean up that puke from the guy from last night.
If you could get the two homeless guys off the corner, I'd appreciate it. Yeah, that's right. Do you mind taking the bullet holes out of drive-thru window number 4?
The times that form lasting impressions of Hardee's in our customers' minds are our moments of truth.
Like Instagram, Facebook, and yet to be invented MySpace.
The customer's first impression of you is a crucial moment of truth.
Take your order, please.
When the customer arrives, don't wait for him to talk. Smile.
Hey! Hey, Chrissy, you want to go get some Hardee's this morning?
Yeah, right.
Hey! Hey, you! Yeah, me? Yes, you! What do you want? I don't know. I didn't even made it through the front door. I can't wait till you talk! Always get the last.
So excited to serve you.
Yeah, always get the first and last word in.
Yeah.
That's how you win an argument. Don't let him talk. Oh.
I'll greet him.
Brian's got fat fingers on the buttons today.
Make him feel welcome.
I am the prime creator of this earth.
Sorry.
Look pleasant. Remember, you're making a first impression. You'll find that if you learn the names of your regular customers and greet them by name, they'll appreciate it and will remember you, too.
Never knew one of my customers'
names
or phone numbers.
I was
going to
say, I don't think that was happening.
My greasy, oily, zip-pocked skin, I was just trying to hide under my hat. I wasn't making friends with anybody. I was like, hey, welcome to McDonald's, I can help you.
Yeah.
I mean, I was always very nice because that's, I was like, hey, how are you doing? But I mean, when you get up at 4 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday to open the store at 5,
ooh,
you hated the people from 5 to 6 a.m.
Right.
Until you got a lot of coffee and free hash browns in you, you were just a miserable shithead. And people knew it, too. They were miserable shitheads also.
Yeah.
Customers are turned off by a greeting that sounds like a memorized speech.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's. Go fuck yourself. Hi, welcome to McDonald's. You couldn't wait another hour? You had to come in so fucking early? I haven't had my coffee yet.
Welcome to Dinko's, home of the Dinko Delight. How may I be of service to you today?
Whoa. Just to give you an example, that's not a I'm not pressing a fat finger button there. That is part of the Hardee's video. That is their attempt at humor on these videos. Their attempt at humor is to have this little these little interludes with Dinko's. Dinko.
It's like a southern accent.
Welcome to Dinko's. Can I get you a baby kangaroo this morning? <I don't know. laughs> Would you like some fried kangaroo leg?
Well, if you vary what you say in your greeting of customers, you'll sound more sincere.
You won't sound like such a fucking
moron. Sincerity is one of those things that people can't easily describe, but they know it when they see it.
Can I take your order, please?
The key to being sincere is to be yourself. Even though we want to smile and greet our customers as soon as they approach the serving counter, it's not always appropriate to ask for their orders right away.
Oh. Well, I thought they said go ahead and...
Yeah, they said, I thought they said don't wait for the customer to say hello. Yeah. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, what else are they going to do?
I'd like two bacon biscuits. Hold on. Shh, 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 let's slow this whole interaction down, sir. You're way too eager. I feel like both you
think
and I
think about
are,
what you want.
Yeah, think about
don't
what you want.
Don't order yet.
Take a few minutes.
Yeah, don't
there's order a big line
yet.
Behind you, but we got time. We got time. I'm going to set a clock for 5 minutes. I'm going to go do some breathing exercises, and I'll be back. I want you to think about what you want. Is this really what you want? Do you really want a double chip bacon cheeseburger?
What about a cookie?
Couldn't we all stand to lose a few pounds? But you have a nice smile. I'm Brian. I'm Brian, the yoga fast food worker. Couldn't we all stand to lose a few pounds? Have you thought about that pig that's making that blanket? Do you think she had little baby piglets? Do you think they're lost in the world now without their mother? What about that cow? Did you know that small children in Africa won't get fresh water because cows drink a lot of it? Those French fries are sprayed with Raid.
That's why they're so gross.
Did you know that Raid and erectile dysfunction have been linked to each other? What about you, Mr. Smith? Do you have a morning erection every day of the week? Now, have we taken a few minutes to think about it? I'll be back later.
Many people will know exactly what they want when they come in. But if you notice the customer gazing at the menu board, give him a minute. Or suggest a sandwich he might like.
You look like a chicken sandwich kind of guy.
You look like the kind of guy. You look like the kind of guy who lives dangerously.
Can I interest you?
Can I interest you in a double quarter pounder with cheese, extra mayo?
Suggest something.
Mm-hmm. I know a man with taste when I see one, and you, sir, have got taste. Why don't you go for our special Hardee's Rack-a-Burger? It's got mayonnaise, cheese, two pieces of bacon, and two-day-old lettuce.
Sweet.
Every bite will be a mayonnaise shit right in your mouth.
Hi, you need some hip deciding? How about a big deluxe sandwich and an apple turnover?
What's on a big deluxe?
Okay, you get mayonnaise, pickles.
Suggestive selling can often help the customer. It can encourage him to sample something on our menu he hasn't tried yet.
Oh, my God. By the way, never have I been into a fast food restaurant, and never in my fast food restaurant working experience had I ever or will I ever have someone suggest to me a menu item.
No.
They look at me like this.
Yeah.
Why did you come up to the counter if you're not ready to order?
Right. What would you like?
I know. Can you imagine going to Taco Bell and being like,
What do you like?
I just don't know what I want.
What is the chef special for
you guys,
today?
What do you guys serve? What are you famous for? What does the chef? What does the chef recommend?
Exactly, it's a tasting.
Yeah, I don't know. Let me ask him. Hey, Billy, what do you recommend? You got any more meth, man? I'm taking a smoke break.
And it builds our business. Now you're ready to take the order. This may be a good time to ask the customer if he plans to eat in the dining room. If you have someone to help you, they'll know right away whether to get a tray or a bag. Other appropriate times are when you smile and greet him, or after you finish taking the order. Pay attention.
Or as you're kissing him goodbye.
Give him a big hug and kiss.
Hi, Mr. Smith. It's so good to see you this morning. Can I suggest a fat fart burger?
Looks like it was those kind of days.
Yeah. Can I suggest drop a load burger? I'm just enthusiastic about you, Mr. Smith. You look fantastic. What are you, 90 now? 99? No, you look 89. You look great in that roustabout. Is that a new roustabout scooter, Mr. Smith? What does that go, 2-3 miles per hour?
0 to 2 and 2.
0 to 2? Oh, that's awesome. 0 to 2 in 2 minutes. That's great, Mr. Smith. Why don't you come here and give this strange fast food guy a kiss on the lips? Who is this? I've never been to this Hardee's. Just want to make you feel warm and welcome. Why don't you come give your friendly fast food worker a hug? A little pat on the butt never hurt anybody, Mr. Smith. Don't be shy. We here at Hardee's just here to help.
Hardee's.
Hardee's, you got a back rub while you're eating that? Excuse me, everybody. I'll be right back. I want to give Mr. Smith the back rub while he's chowing down on his triple coronary burger. Where are you going so fast on your roustabout? I was just getting to the good part, the lower back and butt. Ah.
Good. Really tight back there.
Good job, Jimmy. You feel really tight back there. Or maybe that's just your old bones. I'm not really sure. Good upsell, Jimmy. Now we're talking.
Attention to what the customer says while ordering. So you're sure you're getting the order right.
I want 2 fucking fries. 2 plus 1.
Yes.
Suggesting a large size when the order does not specify size is called selling up.
It's called killing America.
Right.
Yeah.
Now we see what happened.
Now we saw what happened.
The
this is exactly
problem.
What
yeah.
When I worked at McDonald's, it was supersize me, right?
Yeah, supersize me. Yes. Do you want that supersized?
Supersized, right?
And then you're kind of like, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
why not?
It's
an extra 50 cents, right?
It's more.
Why wouldn't I want an extra 16 ounces of French fries?
Yeah.
Right? Or 26 ounces of soda.
Yes.
It costs the restaurant nothing to put that extra fries and soda into your thing. And they made them so big. And when I was at McDonald's,
those cups were huge.
Huge. Yeah. And they would put the Monopoly things on them.
The Monopoly.
Right? And so that was the way you got it. And so when I worked at McDonald's about 6 months to 9 months in, that's when they started that huge Supersize Me initiative, right? And so if I said Supersize Me once.
I mean, it's genius, quite frankly, but it's horrible.
Yeah, it's horrible. It's horrible for everybody. Yeah, and now we're all obese and, you know, sick because of Supersize Me, basically.
Yeah.
Because we have portions that are way out of control with unhealthy food. And while McDonald's wasn't the reason why, it was a big reason why.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the most popular restaurant in the country.
Enter the order on your terminal.
This has been a PSA with Brian.
Being sure to clarify sizes. Save any other questions.
Well, I think he's a medium. It looks like a 32 long to me.
This has been a long interaction with the customer.
Well, listen, these videos go on for fucking ever. I mean, I think this video's still got 7.5 minutes to go. No, it doesn't. It's 37 seconds.
You may have, so the customer.
Nope, 3 minutes and 27 seconds. We're going to move on to Wendy's here in a second. Hold on, I'm just going to get through a couple
more. Keep his train of thought.
That be for here? Yes.
When the customer is through, ask whatever questions you may still have.
What's your sign?
When are you going to have fun?
Yeah. Are you single? Hey, Mrs. Johnson, you single?
Are you gay?
Yeah. Are you gay?
I am.
Because
if you were
too, gay, yeah,
I am.
I've been gay most of my life. And if you're gay, man, have I got something for you.
Yeah.
Get some mayonnaise on those French fries like the French do.
If you did not have an opportunity to sell up, suggest something to round out the meal. An add-on, like a big cookie.
Like a big cookie or an extra 2 cheeseburgers.
Right.
Some more French fries and mayonnaise. Jesus, it's like a corporate edict. At any cost, they just want to make more money.
Yeah,
that's it. And so they make this sound like it's all really all about the customer. What it really is all about the bottom line. Yes. Now, good customer service is good customer service, and it's a good practice to have. But I don't know that this was in my store, my McDonald's. It was a reality that we had really good customer service because they demanded it of us, right?
Yeah.
But now you go to any McDonald's, Hardee's, Taco Bell, and I'm not saying those employees don't care about what they do. There's lots. I'm sure most of them care about their job, but they don't get paid a living wage. It's a miserable fucking job, and they're not treated well, right?
No, that's like the Burger King sign. Yeah. Have you seen that? Somebody just did recently where they all quit, and they put it on the sign, the marquee outside.
We quit.
It said, we all quit.
That's brilliant. We all quit because it's 2021, and you can't live on $8.96 an hour.
The living wage is a real thing.
And you got kids at home, and you have no time off, and you don't have insurance, and you have none of that shit. Yep. When I worked as a kid at McDonald's, it was exciting. We enjoyed we were really
good time.
It was a good time, mainly because I was getting laid and smoking a lot of weed, but I wasn't getting laid. I was on my way to getting laid. Let's put it that way. Okay. But the reality for most of us was we enjoyed it. And while I wasn't making a living wage because I only worked part time, there were plenty of people behind the grill that were making, or managers or whatever, that were making good money, or at least that's the way it seemed to me.
When you were 16.
When I was 16, that's right. They had a car and an apartment. Right. It was like the coolest thing ever. And by the way, they were always inviting us over to that car and apartment. It's all weird. Like working, I'll never let my daughter or my son work at a fast food restaurant ever because we were 15 over at, you know, some 32-year-old's house, like smoking weed and watching UFC. And they got, you want a back rub? Sure. Swear on all the toli, this happened to me. Guy, that, not at McDonald's, but a guy that I was working at a restaurant with when I was 16. I think I was 16. He seemed like such a friendly guy, such a nice guy.
Helpful.
He says, helpful. Helpful. He'd, you know, lend you the shirt off his back or the hand off his hand. The pants off his penis. he'd lend you the jizz out of his dick. Yeah. So we were friends at work and we would smoke cigarettes out back and stuff like this, right?
Yeah.
And he says, I'm going to have a party tonight at my house. Do you want to come? And I said, yeah, but I'm, you know, I don't have a car. I probably can't get there. I don't know how to get there, you know? And I said, anybody else here going? Oh, no, these are my friends from, you know, over at the apartment complex and blah, 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 a bunch of other people. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay, well, I don't know. I'll pick you up. Oh, okay. You will? Oh, cool, right? Sweet.
Yeah.
So he comes
give
in.
Give me a ride.
Yeah, so he comes and picks me up.
At your house?
At my, he comes and picks me up at my house. I tell my dad I'm going out with, you know, Jimmy Job, whoever
the
it is.
The cook.
The cook.
The
I'm going out
cook.
With a pedophile waiter. And this guy's probably in his like early 30s, right? And so he picks me up and we go back to his apartment and there is no one there.
Oh.
And he said, I invited a few people. You know, they should be over any moment. One guy comes over. We smoke a bunch of weed. That guy has weed. We smoke a bunch of weed. Right now I'm completely out of my fucking gourd.
Yeah.
That guy leaves.
Yeah.
No one else comes over. And I start watching some of the first I had ever seen of UFC. Like the very first 1 and 2 UFC.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm like high and weirded out and fascinated at the same time.
Right.
Right? But then I start to realize that, like, Jimmy's, like, moving closer on the couch. Every time he goes to get the beer, he comes closer.
Uh-huh.
And every time he gets the beer, he comes closer. Every time he gets a beer, he gets closer, right? Until finally, one of the UFCs turn, like, the UFC gets done, and he's like, hey, you want to watch some porn videos? And I was like, not with you.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Yeah.
It was the weird, weird situation.
Yeah,
and luckily, he didn't make it overly creepy.
Okay.
He
was just testing the waters.
Yeah. What he did do was he said, listen, I'm too drunk to drive home. You could spend the night here.
Oh.
And I was like, no. So I think I ended up calling my dad or a friend or somebody that picked me up.
Yeah.
And I got out of the situation very quickly. And he didn't try and press anything on me.
I mean,
this guy's never listened to the commercial break. I doubt he ever, you know, he got fired from the job a couple weeks later and we never saw each other again. But, you know, it was a one night stand, basically.
Right.
It was a one night handy. Have you ever heard of a circle jerk? Do you know what a hand shandy is?
Billy?
Have you ever taken a bath? Hey, Billy. You ever taken a bath with another man? That's what all these UFC fighters are doing.
It's to relax the muscles.
Yeah, relax just the muscles. Let me get in your scrotum there. Relax that scrotal sack. With my chin.
Right.
All right. We've wasted almost an hour already on this one video, but I want to do a little Wendy's. You want to do a little Wendy's rap? Okay, here we go.
Yes, Wendy's rap.
We're doing a Wendy's rap. This is a 1991 again video. Wendy's rap about sodas.
Okay.
Ready? Wendy's, especially Wendy's, had this thing back then that they put a. And by the way, Hardee's did it too later on. McDonald's did it also. Burger King did it also. Taco Bell did it also.
They all incorporated the rap train.
The rap or music, rock and roll music or rap, right? Mm-hmm. But it was mainly rap.
Yeah.
And bad, bad rap.
To communicate with the kids.
That's how you got to the kids. That's how you connected with the kids right. back then. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, we were all sitting in those training sessions. Like, you know, we got to smoke cigarettes in our training room. So I was just like, I didn't care if I was watching them. I just was sitting there smoking cigarettes. The new Pearl Jam on my headphones. I didn't give a shit. I know how to talk to a human. I got that part. Fucking Peter Dinklage.
Oh.
Doesn't this sound like the old
New Kids on the Block?
No, not New Kids on the Block, but what was her name? The judge from American Idol, Paula Abdul.
Straight up now tell me.
Straight up now tell me, do you really want to love me forever? How the fuck am I supposed to know? Do you really want to love me forever? How the fuck am I supposed to know? That was always my response. That was my, what they call, catch and call.
The catch and call.
Drinks. Cold. Are you ready?
It is Paula Abdul.
It is. It's the exact same. It is Paula Abdul. Same beat. Yeah.
She also was involved in those 900
numbers. 900 numbers. Yeah.
She was really just getting money wherever she could.
I felt like she was legit back then, you know, dancing with that cartoon character on that one song. I felt she was so sincere and legit. And now I find out it's all a ruse. Mm-hmm. She was just a playgirl.
Yeah.
Soft drinks, lemonade, water, cold tea. It's up to you. It's up to me. Cold drinks come in four cups. Gotta know the size before you fill it up. Biggie, medium, small, kids meal. Keep it straight. It's a good deal.
Keep it straight.
Yeah, keep it straight. She's not even trying to rap on me. She's like, large, small, kids meal. Do a deal. Do a deal. Yeah. One, two, hey, hey, hey. When you get a soda, put it on the tray. Saved by the Bell presents. It sounds like bad rapping by Zach.
Use the scoop to fill with ice. Never use the cup, take my advice. For soft drinks, fill the ice halfway. No matter the size, that's what I say.
No matter the size, that's what you say? Is it really? No matter the size, at least you're getting laid, hey.
Tilt the cup and push against the lever. Keep the
tilt the
now.
Cup and put against the lever.
If it's still foam, let it settle down. Don't pour it off or your boss will frown.
Don't jerk it off or your boss will frown. I feel like all these like lyrics could be sexual some way. I have such a dirty mind sometimes. I go on a kick. I don't know if you noticed on the commercial break that I go on a kick.
I go on a
dirty kick for 2 weeks, and then I'll be back to talking normal.
Reach a quarter inch from the top.
A quarter inch from the top. Twist it around till the cock pop pops.
That's where you want to stop. If the customers say they want to stay, put the drink on the left-hand side of the tray. If the order's to go, put the lid on tight. Make sure it pops to do it right.
Make sure it pops to do him right.
Then hand that drink to the coordinator and tell the guest you'll see him later.
Hand that drink to the coordinator and make sure she'll see you later.
I will see you later.
I know. Couldn't they have done like a take two on this?
Yeah.
Like you'd think if they paid all that money for Paula Abdul's actual beat, they would have brought a producer in with an actual singer.
Yes.
This is like an actual lady that works at Wendy's.
They're like, hey, you.
Hey, read this. Right. Come over here. We just spent $1 million on Paula Abdul's music. You can't afford it. Real singer. Hey, you're good with the drinks. Come here. Hey, drink station girl. Come here. Read these lyrics.
Don't forget to smile when you serve cold drinks. Always say
God.
Sounds like someone stepped on Nico.
That was weird.
That was weird. This whole thing is weird. You think this is weird? You should hear the Wendy. You should hear the other Wendy's videos.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're the one that can make the difference.
For lemonade, things stay.
What is that guy saying?
I have no idea. That's the other thing. It's like all this audio is super bad. Yeah. It's amazing that we actually watched television like this at some point in our lives, like not that long ago, like maybe 15, 20 years ago, we were watching horribly fuzzy TV and horribly bad audio. Mm-hmm. And we just think we knew, like this is the best thing that ever happened. Now, I mean, my kids are going to be actually in a hologram.
Yeah, watching, exactly. Yeah. They'll be in a full 3D.
Yeah, they'll be able to touch the, they'll be part of the action. When there's a chase scene, they'll be in the car with everybody.
Yeah. Half full with ice. I said it again. Fill the juice to a quarter inch from the top, just like you did the pop. Water is a courtesy to our guests. Use a small cup. You know the rest. Now it's time to serve cold tea.
You know
but the ice
the rest.
Is different. Listen carefully. Instead of half full, fill it all the way up to the top of the cup. Add the tea, and if they ask for lemon,
fill it all the way up to the top of the cup. Take two.
Yeah.
Here, now that's a given. Cold drinks, that's all there is to it. Go ahead and try. I know.
You'll do it.
Just do it.
We knew it. We knew it. You could do it. Oh, my gosh. Look at that. We wasted an hour on just one of those videos on my stupid 33P.
Never had one lesson.
Never had one lesson.
You have no authority here, Jackie Weaver.
I love
that. The good old clips. Those are the old ones we still have left in the board. Yeah. I should play those more often. They're really funny, actually. But I felt like we wore them out for a couple episodes there, and I just wanted to back off it. Yeah. It's like Frankie B. I'm so tempted. I know that you out there, some of you, a couple of you, have ruined it for everybody because you said, what is this turning into, the Frankie B. show?
Yeah.
But...
it's funny shit.
I'm rolling my eyes, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. It's funny shit. It's really good. So... I realize it's only been 15.
We're gonna bring Frankie back.
It's only been 15 episodes, so that's only like 8 weeks. It's 2 months ago that we did a Frankie B episode. I'm going to resist for a little while longer, but Frankie B's coming back.
Yeah, but he's got
no
to.
No doubt. I've been keeping an eye on that channel, and there is golden in their hills. I'm telling you, this is going to be funny commercial break type stuff. This is the foundation upon which the commercial break is built. It's Frankie B's video.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you want to?
That's where it all started, really.
It's kind of where it all started. Yeah. You know, preachers and Frankie B and stuff like that.
Yeah.
My Strange Addiction. And now the show has kind of a focus. It's got an energy, a direction. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We don't have to do it every time, but sometimes we have to refer back to Frankie B. We got to go back to our origins, our roots. Yeah. 33P roots.
He's the OG.
All right, if you want to hear some 33P, write us a letter. info@tcbpodcast.com. Let us know how you feel.
Even I have not heard the 33P, so...
never again. Well, first of all, it's on a tape cassette. So when somebody finds a tape cassette player, let me know. Second of all, it's just bad. It's just bad. It's just really bad. There's no other two ways to say it. You know it's going to come out at some point. You're just going to have to keep listening.
Yes, somebody's.
We'll be a couple years. We get that Spotify.
Somebody's got it somewhere.
When we get that Spotify contract, I'm going to purposefully sell them the tape also so that it'll be forced to be played in some way, shape, or form. How's that? There's the deal I make with you and the listeners, okay?
All right.
TCBpodcast.com is where you go. You can find out more about Chrissy and I. Read all the show notes, listen to all the audio, watch all the video, all from one location. You can also connect with us there. You can go to info@tcbpodcast.com. You can email us. You can find us on Instagram @thecommercialbreak. And you can go to YouTube/thecommercialbreak. And here's the deal. We have got a scavenger hunt going on, if you will. Kind of some clues embedded in the videos.
Yeah.
So subscribe. Watch the videos all the way through if you'd like to be entered in to win on our next giveaway, which will happen in a number of weeks from now. This is a long haul. So I don't want you to get too excited. We'll announce the actual date and the prize at a future date. I think we're about probably 5 or 6 weeks from that.
Okay.
So I know it seems like a long time, but I guarantee it'll be well worth the wait. The prize or prizes will be well worth the wait. Okay? So go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe to YouTube, watch the videos all the way through, and rate and review us on your favorite podcast platform. I don't know how it helps, but it does.
Yep.
And we would certainly appreciate it. Mainly it lets us know that we're doing a good job and we like interacting with you. So do more of it. All the time.
We
keep
love
it coming. Keep it coming. Keep it coming. 470-584-8449 is where you can reach us on phone, by text messages, or voicemail. If you leave us a voicemail saying, hey, it's Brian from Atlanta, and, you know, I listen to the commercial break because, you know, because I like to torture myself. And you make something like that or whatever you choose to leave. Make it 15 or 20 seconds or less. And you never know. We'll put it on air. Actually, you do know. We'll put it on air. That's just a fact. You okay?
I just spilled my drink. I was laughing.
I thought it went up your nose. Okay, this is Biggity B.
Biggity B.
And KHC say...
KJH.
What else? There's not too much else, but we have plenty more of these clips. So you know what? Yeah. Maybe we'll do a future episode. Make sure... Oh, download Fireside.
Oh, yes.
Fireside on Apple, on the App Store. Go to the App Store, download Fireside Chat.
Yep.
It's a social audio app owned by Mark Cuban. His face is right there on the front of on the App Store. You can't miss it. Download it. I'll tell you why.
Yep.
Chrissy and I are going live inside of Fireside every single week starting in a couple of weeks.
Yep.
If you want to be part of the show, if you want to join us, be part of the show, be part of the action. Yeah,
and
you can do it.
We can bring you up and talk to us.
We
and,
would love that. Mm-hmm. We would love that.
Yeah,
so go download Fireside. Okay, what else can we do today?
I think that's it.
That's it? Okay. I love you.
I love you.
And I love you out there. Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you and in the podcast universe. And
best
without
to
best to you. Best to you, you too. And so without further ado, I must bid you adieu. And I say...
Bye.
Bye.
The commercial break. New episodes on Tuesdays and now Fridays. New YouTube clips drop daily at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Visit tcbpodcast.com for access to our entire media library. Follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram. Each episode is written and produced by Brian Green, co-hosted by Chrissy Hoadley, with additional content provided by Tina Cano.
Go fuck yourself, Mrs. Johnson. We're going to be the number one comedy show in the world pretty soon.
In the world. I love it.
Okay, 15 downloads today. Look at us go.
15. Are we at 15?
15. 1,500 plus 1,000 plus 75.